Phoneboy Speaks, episode 188. In the next 100 years. What would the world be like in 100 years? Well, I don't know that any of us will be alive to find out. But the author of an article in the Ladies' Home Journal in the 1900s asked this question. He said, okay, what's going to be like in the next 100 years? And he asked a number of people that, were great thinkers of the day. And so they considered a number of things, and out came this rather long article that talked about things that might happen in the next 100 years. And they got a fair number of things right, surprisingly. Normally, when I see predictions of the future, they're kind of, off in left field. But really, a lot of this stuff ended up coming true. One of the more interesting things that came out of this, and I'll read this, it says, there will be no C, X, or Q in our everyday alphabet. That will be abandoned because unnecessary. Spelling by sound will have been adopted, first by the newspapers. English will be a language of condensed words expressing condensed ideas, and will be more extensively spoken than any other. Russian will rank second. Well, I don't know about Russian ranking second. Probably Chinese will rank second. But yes, English is definitely fairly popular. And if you talk about condensed language, well, that's kind of what SMS was. Now, of course, they had no concept of that in back in those days. I guess maybe telegraphs were the closest thing to SMS 100 years ago. But I thought that was kind of interesting. And so some of the other things in here, they talk about central air and heating. They don't, of course, call it that. They say hot and cold air from spigots. But that's basically what it is. They talk about ready-made food. They talk about big air and warships, which of course there is, and people having cars. Automobiles will be cheaper than horses. Well, they're certainly more prevalent than horses. I don't know that they're necessarily any cheaper these days, but certainly an automobile is a lot cheaper to carry or care for. And talk about high-speed trains, and talk about the fact that things can get telephoned or broadcast over vast, vast distances. Oranges can be grown anywhere, or at least in Philadelphia. I don't know if they grow in Philadelphia, but they can certainly be shipped very quickly. This article is very interesting, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Although it's actually a graphical article, because of course, things weren't made in digital form back in 1901. So somebody had I guess either found a microfiche or something of this article. So you'll have to read the graphic of it, but it's, as I say, it's interesting reading, and I'd be interested to hear if you have any thoughts about what things might occur in our world, maybe not 100 years, let's say the start of the 22nd century. What do you think might be in the world by then that is not in the world today?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.